What do we know about treatment benefit in these patients based on HPV status?
Yeah. So it appears that people who are P16 positive do somewhat better than those that are P16 negative. Though, interestingly, when we look at the data, people who are P16 negative do respond to therapy, though it's not quite as robust as people who are P16 positive. So when the indication came out through the FDA, it didn't mandate that patients be checked for P16 status or PD-L1 status, since there were responders in both populations.
So I was always curious. It kind of is interesting. When I first thought about head and neck cancer and checkpoint inhibitors, I kind of was thinking maybe the smokers would benefit more. Lung cancer, you see that. But it kind of doesn't seem like it's really playing out that way, in terms of major differences.
Right. And, like I said, the P16 population perhaps does a little bit better. And that population oftentimes, as we spoke about earlier, isn't that population that smokes heavily necessarily. Usually it's the more fit, middle-aged man who doesn't have heavy drinking and smoking history. So maybe that plays into that part of it. But yeah, it seems to be a little bit different than in lung cancer, where they have all these mutations, therefore are more likely to respond.
You mentioned the combination with anti-CTLA-4. Are there any data at this point in that strategy?
Not yet. Nothing that's been reported.
What about combining with other systemic strategies?
Yeah. Or like combining with chemotherapy or with cetuximab. There is talk of this, and I know some investigators at the University of San Diego have been developing a study with pembrolizumab and cetuximab. So again, that study is not open yet for accrual, but should be shortly. So the same thing with chemotherapy. I think the company was looking more up front at combinations of immunotherapy versus Extreme, which is our regimen of platinum, 5-fluorouracil, and cetuximab. So that's kind of our standard for frontline metastatic patients. So I think they're trying to look for a response with immunotherapy versus our standard chemotherapy before they kind of jump into combining the immunotherapy with chemotherapy up front. But I think it's coming.